Is the mosque story finally over? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest twist in the story about the Ground Zero Mosque, which is not actually at Ground Zero, is that Muslims don't even want it. Yes, up to now, the opposition has been warning us it would turn into a new Mecca for Muslim extremism, even though it's in fact being sponsored by a branch of Islam, the Sufis, known for their extreme non-extremism. But now, the opposition is hailing an article by the Muslim director of the Al Arabiya television network, who comes down on the side of not building it for the reason that, listen carefully, that most Muslims around the world, in fact, do not care about this mosque, and indeed never even heard about it until non-Muslims started blogging about it. Forget the mosque, he says. What Muslims really want is a state for the Palestinians. So now, instead of the argument that it shouldn't be built because it would be like flypaper for extremists, the latest argument is it shouldn't be built because most Muslims have never even heard about it and don't care. We pundits, of course, hope this is never settled because it's a pretty slow summer otherwise. But I do notice another issue just at the periphery of the radar scope, a proposal to locate a gambling casino at the Gettysburg Battlefield. Yes. Supporting the casino at this sacred Civil War shrine is the Gettysburg Battlefield Preservation Association, which needs the casino money to preserve the battlefield. Opposing it is the American Legion, which thinks it should be at least a half mile away. All we need now is a blogger to make this into an international incident. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.